I just thought it'd be interesting to reflect on Christmas a little bit through Mary's eyes. At the end of our reading, it says that she treasured these things and pondered them in her heart. And I just kind of thought it would be interesting to think about what it meant for Mary to treasure these things, what those things were, what was her treasure, and what is our treasure this morning. So I thought we'd begin with something, with kind of something that kind of is close to treasure for me. And it's going to be a little bit like a St. Matt's version of an antiques roadshow. So I need some people with some good deductive skills to help me work this out. And I've already primed Joss, who's going to come and help me. Good man. Anyone else think they're good at working things out that wants to come and help me? And you may need some help from the adults here, but I reckon this might fox most people. But you get close to it, but you may not get the answer. So I brought along a little bit of Wickes family history, and I want to see if you can work out what it is. Let me get another microphone, Joss, and you can help me. Come on. Have a microphone. What does it look like to you, Joss?
A box.
Do you think it's a box? Does everyone agree? Is he on the right track? Is it a box? It is a box. But it's a... Oh, hello, we got some more help. Noah's come to help too. But it's a particular box. And I wonder whether you might be able to work out what's special about this box. Do you want to have a little look at it? Yeah? Yeah? Is there anything on the outside that might give us a clue? Is there a name on the front? Is there? Can you read it?
P.W. Mittelcalf.
I think there's a picture that could go up, actually. Thank you. It says P.W. Metcalf. And that is the name of my grandfather. So if you know my mum, who comes to church, that's her dad's name. And the P is for Percy. We'll turn it around so everyone can see the front. We're getting closer. Do we think it might have been my granddad's box? Do you think? Okay. Do you want to have a look inside and see if there are any more clues? You can open it up and have a look. What's inside? Leave those around. What's in the lid, first of all? Is that weird? What do you think is in the lid? I think it might be another picture. What do you think would have gone in there?
It's an octagon.
Now you're getting scientific on me. That's very good. It's an octagon. Yep. What do you think might have been behind the octagon? What do you think what might have gone in there originally? Noah, you're spot on, mate. Pictures. Absolutely. So why do you think you would have is it like a picture frame, do you think? Yeah? Anyone agree? Do we think it's a picture frame? Why do you think there might have been picture frames in this box? Those pictures of him, yeah. Probably not of him, but of people that were precious to him. Why do you think he would have pictures in a box that were precious to him? Again, have another look at what's in there and see what you can see. Can you read it? I think there's another picture. Can you read the address? Can you read what it says in the address? It's not very easy handwriting to read, is it? It says, yeah, P.W. Metcalf, P.O. Box 1, Submarine, E52, care of, and I can't read that, I think it's something at Portsmouth, actually. Oh, no, London, Greater London Dock, I think. That was my granddad, and that was sent to him. Where do you think he was? Noah's even got a magnifying glass to read it. Did you know you were going to have to do this at church today, Noah? You didn't, but you brought you came prepared. Doesn't everyone bring a magnifying glass to church? And how about if we look underneath the tray? There might be another clue. Oh, it's chocolate money. I might know you find that. Aren't you observant? There's something else in there, isn't there? What's it say?
British Submarines. It's a book about submarines.
So, what do you think my granddad might have used this box for? Brilliant. Do you want to say that on the microphone so everyone can hear?
To store all his stuff in his, when he went on a submarine.
That's absolutely right. That's exactly what he used that box for. Aren't they good? Aren't they good? That is really very, very good. Now, I don't think you won't know this, but it's got a special name. Does anyone in the congregation know what this is called? This is a real antique. This is me. I'll get a chance to show. Anyone know? It's a shame my mother's not here. She would have known, but never mind. It's called a ditty box. A ditty box? Anyone heard of a ditty box before? No? No? Ditty boxes were used in the Royal Navy between 1870 and 1938. And it was before you had lockers. So you were allowed to have a box that was 12 inches by 8 inches by 6 inches. And you were allowed to lock it. And when you're on a boat in the Navy, you are allowed to store your personal effects. So my granddad would have had pictures of probably my grandma, possibly my mother even, in there. That's what the pictures that would have gone in there. They would have kept the letters that were sent to him. And all these are letters and postcards that were sent to my granddad when he was on a submarine. And he would have kept them in there. And all his precious personal things, he would have kept inside. So all those cards were all sent to my granddad at different times when he was in the Navy. And I happen to know that this particular box dates from the time of the First World War, because he was on a submarine during the First World War. And we've got a picture of it. How about that? This is the submarine my grandfather was on. And I think there's another picture. During the First World War. That was an E7. This one was when he was on the E52. Cool. Thank you so much for helping me. Now, when I was your age, I was given this because my granddad had died. And I didn't know any of that. In fact, there was one more thing. Anyone know why it's called a ditty box? Ditty. D-I-T-T-Y. Ditty. It actually comes from the Saxon word dite, which means neat and kind of tidy. So it was like a tidy box. Kept your things neat and tidy. There you go, you've had a history lesson at church. Isn't that amazing? Didn't know that before, did you? I knew it was called a ditty box. I only knew, found out what it was for, why it was called that, today when I kind of looked it, or yesterday when I looked it up. Now, when I was younger, because I knew my granddad was in the Navy, it felt like a little bit of a treasure box to me. I kind of thought it was the sort of thing he would have kept treasure in. He wasn't a pirate, he was in the British Navy, but never mind. That's what you know what your kids are like, when just imagination. What do you think of when you think of treasure? You going to help me with that? Can you help me with that or not?
Gold.
Gold? So like gold doubloons?
Pirates.
Pirates. What else would you have in a treasure box?
Jewels.
I haven't got any of those, sorry.
Crystals,
yeah. Things that are really valuable, yeah. There's things that are really, really valuable. Would you like some gold coins as a thank you for helping me?
Yeah.
I think you're going to, in fact, thank you very much. I might have some more questions for you. But no, you can get down, it's all right. There may be some more questions. But we're just going to throw it more open now. It says in the reading that Mary treasured these things and pondered them in her heart. Do you think that was talking about gold doubloons? Do you think that's the sort of thing she treasured? So can anyone help me? What do we think that Mary treasured and pondered in her heart? What are the sorts of things do you think that she was hanging on to and thinking about? Thank you for that. I mean, I've been no help at all, have I, really? But you're doing a great job. What sort of things do you think she pondered in her heart? What were the things that would have been on her mind when she was thinking back after the shepherds had left her? Cool.
Jesus.
You think it was to do with Jesus? Do you think it was to do with the birth of Jesus? So are there particular things that happened when Jesus was born, do you think, that Mary might have remembered and thought about and treasured in her heart? Well, yes, Jesus was her precious boy. That's how every mum feels, isn't it? But I wonder if there are particular things about what happened when her precious boy was born that she would have hung on to and pondered. Any thoughts? Huh? Why did all these shepherds turn up in the middle of the night? And they'd seen angels, hadn't they? But that wasn't the only thing that happened. What other things happened? Wise men. The wise men actually probably hadn't arrived at that point, but there was still a fair amount of interesting things that had happened. What else? Her cousin having a baby and a baby jumping when she found out. What about the angel coming and telling Mary that she's going to have a baby? What about her husband, Joseph, not running out on her when she tells him that she's going to have a baby and they've never slept together? What about all having to go all the way to Bethlehem and their... Come on. That would have been pretty amazing, wouldn't it, as well, having to flee to Egypt, a foreign country? Yeah. Her birth happening in a man. Just so many special things happened when Jesus was born. It was, on one hand, it was like any baby being born. So to just like her precious child, but then there were all these special things that she hung on to and remembered. And you know, for me, this is still a little bit like a treasure box. It's not a treasure box because it ever held gold, which is what I might have thought when I was a child. It's a treasure box because it reminds me of my grandfather. I can just about remember him when I was very, very small. And I can remember him telling me the difference between starboard and port, and bow and aft, and telling me tales about the sea. I can remember that, but my memories of my granddad are very vague. But when I kind of get this out, it brings those memories back to life for me. And it also helps me think about him. And even though he didn't tell me things, it helps me think about his life and what it would have been like. I can't imagine what it was like in a submarine in the First World War, but I kind of try to. I mean, we've got paper cuttings about those submarines, and it's kind of scary stuff, actually, because they weren't exactly reliable. Didn't need enemy action to sink one. But I kind of find myself thinking about that because of that. And I think when Mary thought about those things about Jesus' birth, she would have been... Well, she would have been remembering the things that happened and they shared together. But then she would have been thinking beyond them, trying to make sense of what they meant. And, you know, in the midst of a busy Christmas, you know, for me, it's not the time necessarily to stop and think about my grandfather. But it is the time for us to stop and to reflect on those events of that first Christmas. We weren't there, but I wasn't there with my granddad in the First World War. It doesn't mean I can't think about what it meant for him. We can still think about what it meant for Mary, for Joseph, for all of those different people that played their part in bringing our Saviour into the world. And in our hearts, we can dig deeper into that. What it means, you know, who he really was and his significance and what that meant. And there's treasure in that, just like there was for Mary, for us. And again, there's a final slide, I think. Jesus says, for where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. The more we dwell on those events, the more we kind of reflect on those events, the more we wonder at God's love for us, the more we discover, the more our hearts are caught up with a love for our Heavenly Father, our love for his Son that came into our world. That's where we'll find treasure this Christmas. Not in gold doubloons, sadly. Sorry about that, guys. Let's pray. Lord, we just thank you that we may not have been there in Bethlehem, but like Mary, we can ponder those events. We can treasure them in our heart. We can reflect on your love for us and all the things you did for us. Amen.